This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte. Florida's largest teachers union is challenging an order from the state requiring schools to open next month. As WLRN's Jessica Bakeman tells us, the Florida Education Association filed a lawsuit in Miami yesterday.
One of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit is a Broward County second grade teacher who's now recovering from COVID-19.
21 days on a ventilator, 2 months in the hospital, 8 days in rehab, and now I've been home for 6 weeks getting physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy daily.
Stephanie Miller is 53 and has occasional asthma flare-ups. She's taught in Broward for 22 years.
I, of course, want to go back to teaching, but it needs to be safe.
The Florida Constitution guarantees a safe public education to all children. Education leaders argue the state's order for schools to open violates that provision. Frederick Ingram is president of the Florida Education Association.
Once the rate of infection is under control and falling, and we have the resources to safeguard our school families, then and only then should students return to brick and mortar school.
During a press conference in Orlando, Governor Ron DeSantis said his administration's stance lets parents make the call.
We are really looking forward to being able to give parents a choice, and I think that that's the most important thing we can do.
Regardless of the order, South Florida district leaders have said schools will be online only unless the situation rapidly improves. I'm Jessica Bakeman,